they have a really challenging job because the records around adoptions are not always accurate. The address that they might have for a particular woman may or may not be anywhere close to where she is. So it can take quite a bit of searching and sometimes in some pretty dangerous circumstances to find a woman. Adding to the complexity is the fact that there's a huge stigma around adoptions, and so the searchers need to be incredibly careful when they approach a woman to make sure that they're not revealing her as a woman who gave a child an adoption. And they have all kinds of ingenious tactics for finding ways to speak with the mother alone and let her know why they're contacting her. Because of that need for privacy, often if an adoptive family decides that they want to have some sort of ongoing contact or maybe provide the family with a little support, that needs to be done in a way that doesn't, again, reveal the fact that a woman may have given a child an adoption. And so if they're bringing food supplies, for example, they sometimes come up with a story that they tell the family, for example, that they were, for some reason or another, selected by some aid agency for this assistance.
Talk more about the stigma. You touch on that. It was shocking.
Yes, I was told that women can be banned from their families if it's discovered that they have given a child an adoption. I also heard an account of women who were banned from an entire village. They were taken out in the street, their heads were shaved, and they were beaten, and they were told that they were no longer welcome in the community. So it can be really radical and obviously ruin a woman's life.
So when you got to Guatemala, you found out that your son's birth mother might not have told her family about him.
That's right. And I was completely surprised because we had been sending pictures and providing support. And most importantly, we had been talking to our son about his family in Guatemala, and he'd made cards. And so we were really looking forward to making that connection. And then when I arrived, it became clear that that family might not know and that I might not be able to visit them as a extended family member.
Do you have more plans for the film? I had a sense after watching it that there's a longer version or more you would like to do.
I think I don't necessarily want to make a longer version of the film. What I'd like to do is use this film as a way to promote discussion and understanding around this topic of connections between adoptive and birth families and international adoptions, because I think that with the increasing reports about corruption in various adoption systems, I think that the discussion has become quite polarized, and so I'm hoping that this will promote sort of a bit more nuanced discussion about what happens if a kid has been adopted internationally, then what? You know, how do you make a connection? How do you best support your kid? But then I also would be interested in doing a follow-on project talking to adult adoptees more about their experiences connecting with their birth families, because one question that I had when I went into making this, is it okay for us as adoptive parents to be trying to connect with the birth families of our children, and or should we be allowing them to make that decision when they get older? And I think that adult adoptees can help inform that question.